welcome to Geek Lord Radio.
Hi,
guys. This is episode 85. With me tonight, I have...
me.
And...
Darren.
Myself.
And my name's Dan.
No, it's Irene.
The funny thing is, we're actually not down a penis, because the other post was
Stephanie
woman,
is
so
not with us tonight.
We have the same amount
Hello,
of penises.
Hello, BC Gaming.
Welcome, BC Gaming, to this podcast. You caught us right at the beginning, unlike most people who show up in the fucking 11th hour.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, we're not actually here till 11. That's a figure of speech.
Hello, Mr. the Jesus. All right. You guys do anything interesting in your lives?
Yeah, I watched a lot of anime.
Gee.
Shut up. You watched most of that anime with me.
I did.
It was good anime.
Agame Ga Kill.
Akame Ga Kill.
Lady Crazy Button and...
yeah, that's legit. Yeah, it was good. I kind of actually like... After I saw it, I was like, yeah, that was a cool thing that I watched. That was good. And then I was like going back reading some character shit, and I was kind of like, I want to watch this again. It's pretty good. I won't. I got a lot of other shit to watch, but.
By the way, it's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Like really hot.
So we're in Southern California, and we got hit with like some weird like monsoon today.
His name is El Nino.
Yeah, it's Spanish for the Niño. And
if you don't habla español.
So it's been like blistering hot, which is like 100. That's hot for Southern California. Where I mean, like, call us pussy all you want. I don't care if you're from the South. I mean, you still have to live in the South.
God damn pussy.
But you don't have to deal with this. Anyways, 100 is way too fucking hot for California, and the humidity has been high. And then at like right around 4... it was raining cats and dogs here for like a good 10 minutes straight, just absolutely pouring, which kicked the humidity up to about 130. And it's pretty gross right now.
I think we have a new record right now. We are 2 minutes into the show and we already have a question.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Superman or Thor? Thor is, because Superman blows.
Superman sucks. We are an adamantly anti-Superman podcast.
If you're on the Superman side, I'm sorry. Don't leave us.
You're on the wrong side.
But Thor is definitely better than Superman.
Mm. You know what they don't sell at Walmart? Whatever Thor's allergic to.
Yeah. Who the hell is Mordetime?
Mortal Time? Hey, Banana, can I get a cafe?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you can. Have a cafe.
Like a
so
calf?
Confused.
Yeah.
No, like a cafe. Anywho.
Back to what we were saying, yeah, anime. So, yeah, Akame Ga Kill. It's good. I recommend it. Got Crunchyroll. It's the best place to see it. And then I started watching this romantic comedy one that I didn't expect to like, and I actually kind of like it, and I'm almost done with it.
You were here? Now you're here.
Yeah,
and I just want
you
to
know
you're gone.
That. You were down.
Senpai, no.
You were down.
I know. No, Akame was a solid, awesome anime. I will probably give it another watch at some point because it was that fucking good.
Don't get attached to anybody.
But, yeah, don't get attached. But,
it's Game of Senpais.
But this,
basically.
But, yeah, the other one I watched, it's just, you know, it's adorable, I guess, is the best
Lower.
Way to put it.
You're just digging a hole.
I don't know.
Before
I like
Mike,
it. It's goofy.
Mike
I
just
like weird
completely
goofy.
Ruins any friendship that we have left. Let's move into television.
I like weird, goofy anime. I'm just saying, you know. It's
yeah,
like Kill la Kill is like one of my favorites
behind.
Ever. Kira.
New South Park episode's
don't
coming in a
that.
Few weeks.
Don't.
New South Park?
Yeah, New South Park episodes. Season 19?
Awesome.
Or is it 20 now?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I just know that that South Park is a better show later on in its years than The Simpsons are were
very true.
In its later years.
I think South Park is one of the reasons why The Simpsons won't stop making shows, because they want to go down in history as like the longest running.
South Park's still got
it's still got a while to
go. 7 or 8 years once Simpsons goes off the air to continue or something like that.
Yeah, I mean Simpsons got them beat by about 7 seasons, but
yeah.
I don't know. South Park is still relevant. It's still funny. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. It wasn't until season 7 when Matt and Trey actually started like doing the show. They said the first 6 seasons, they just hated it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do actually live together. Not like that website we live together. There's no lesbianism going on.
That reminds me.
We're lesbians
so we're not
house.
Talking about video games yet, but quick disclaimer. I do work for Blizzard Entertainment. Anything that I do that I say... is not big fucking shit in the background. Anything I say is not the opinion of the company. It is my own personal opinion. I will not answer questions about what I do for Blizzard, so please do not ask. Just know that I speak for myself and not Blizzard. So now that's out of the way, back to TV.
Kiwi versus Spider-Man.
Kiwi
like the fruit or the bird?
Like our friend Kiwi?
Yeah, I don't like a New Zealander?
I don't is there a superhero based around the Kiwi?
Steve Jack never mind. Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson's not a Kiwi, I don't think.
Anywho.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Spider-Man, fuck it.
Venture Brothers Season 6 coming February of 16.
Yeah.
So eventually that shit will end up on some sort of streaming service so I can continue watching it and getting caught up.
Cool. I like Venture Brothers.
Any of you guys seen Black Mirror?
I never heard about it.
I have no idea what Black Mirror is.
Nope.
It's a BBC show that's like... I've heard it described as like Twilight Zone-esque, but it's not really like Twilight Zone. It focuses more along the lines of like weird ways technology is influencing our lives and not predicting, but showing what could happen. I've seen a couple episodes through school, and I enjoy the show. It's really like kind of dark and has some really fucked up theming to it.
Sure.
It's not like a story show. It's very much like Twilight Zone, where each episode is its own deal going on.
Yeah.
But Netflix is apparently going to be producing episodes, which they're not sure if it'll just be like a few episodes or a couple of special episodes, or if it'll be the full-on third season.
Is it like The Scary Door?
No, it's way deeper than that.
America and Batman. Hey, anyways, go ahead.
So we can move into some games. Ant-Man versus BS Batman?
Bullshit Batman?
It's Ant-Man versus Batman.
Are we going off a movie budget or are we going off of realism?
Yeah, because I didn't see Ant-Man. I can't.
Because Ant-Man would probably beat Batman because he can turn into an ant.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Although bats eat ants, I think.
Ants also eat bats. It's a true. Weird world out there.
It is a weird fucky world.
Yeah.
That's about all that I have really for television. We can go into games. Wildstar free-to-play launch was announced September 29th.
Sure did.
About time.
So, anybody going to actually try it?
Nope.
Because I tried it in beta.
Yeah, I'll try it.
I think we all tried it in beta, didn't we?
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure if I have time.
I'd like to say I'd
game.
Give it the old college try, but I'm probably not going
I
to.
I booted it up once for like an hour, never touched
it. It was fun.
It was just another rotation-based MMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try it. Fuck it.
New Wii U bundle coming out that's going to include Mario Kart 8 pre-installed with all the DLC.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat. If you don't have a Wii U yet,
I guess yeah. If you don't have a Wii U and Mario Kart by now, this would be a good time. Yeah, you're probably not getting one. But if you're looking to buy one, like Stefan was, like you know, before his house burned down, it'd probably be a good thing to check out. I'd probably recommend it.
We have a question about when the new Pokemon game is coming out, and I may have missed an announcement.
Not soon enough.
Yeah, fuck if I know. Shit.
Now, the question is it an actual legit Pokemon game, or is it one of those, like, Mystery Dungeon or any of the other ones?
Pokken Fighters?
I don't know, but I just...
I want to play Pokken Fighters. That game looks kind of cool. I was watching some people playing it on Twitch. Pretty solid.
I'm not seeing any solid answers coming up for if there's a new game. Apparently, Pokemon Z?
This is just the, like...
Like one title?
This is just, like, the, like, respond to chat questions all night.
We never get questions like this.
Well, yeah. Normally,
it's just us
blowing through news, apparently.
That's because news is unimportant.
Yeah, it really is.
Start off the movie news with the top five from last weekend. What's up, Flickr? Transporter Refueled came in at number five, 7.13 million.
Oh,
these are just the weekend numbers.
That's out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation still hanging in there at number four.
Jesus Christ.
7.15 million.
Why are people still watching Mission Impossible?
Because it apparently was awesome.
I don't...
A Walk in the Woods at 8.17.
Is that Owen?
What the fuck is Walk in the Woods?
I don't know, but you should probably call your mother.
Oh, for the love of Christ. Straight Outta Compton was dethroned. 8.85 million. It's at number two.
It's a white man keeping everyone down.
War Room comes in at number one with 9.35.
What the fuck is War Room? I've never even heard of that.
It's a room of war.
I don't know.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Granted, these are only the weekend numbers. Those are still very, very low, aren't they?
Late summer, blockbusters are passed.
Yeah.
We don't have Xbox One, Xbox, or PlayStation 4 here.
I think my microphone went down. I can't tell. Hello. No, it's still here.
You're still good. Definitely good.
We keep talking about movie remakes.
I'm just
listening to it. Movie remakes. You want to take a stab, Mike, at what the next movie remake's going to be?
As long as it's not Back to the Future, I don't care.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, whatever.
Now
yeah.
Take a stab at who's going to star in it.
Peter Griffin.
yeah. Is it going to be Seth MacFarlane? No.
Nope.
Man, who would it be? Vin Diesel.
Jaden Smith.
Ronda Rousey.
Wow, really?
Yep. Ronda Rousey is supposed to be starring in the Roadhouse remake.
Yeah.
It's interesting take at it.
Apparently Walk in the Woods is two old people hiking, Robert Redford and Nick Nolte.
Ooh, Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Cool.
Ooh, Robert Redford.
Yeah, Robert Redford. He's a good actor. Nick Nolte's a crazy actor.
Crazy's my favorite. Dark, like, why couldn't it just be Nick Nolte and fucking Gary Busey's teeth walking?
I want Nick Nolte and Gary Busey to star in a buddy cop movie. So bad. I would see that fucking opening day. It'd be great.
They could just call it Teeth 2.
Speaking of movies, we're going to see on opening day. But that's coming out later. But
Star Wars Episode 7?
No.
No, even better.
What?
Way better. We'll get to that.
Okay.
No, I was going to say was...
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I'm on the same page.
No, I was going to say was... So they just redoing all the old 80s movies with female cast now?
That's pretty much. That seems to be what the theme is. Just redoing... Instead of writing new content, they're just rehashing everything over and over.
Yep.
Because it sells.
I want them to redo the Gem TV shows, all dudes.
We don't know if it sells.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really, like... The movies haven't come out yet. You know, Ghostbusters, I mean...
Did you see RoboCop?
That was not a female RoboCop.
No, that's just a reboot of the 80s. But I was
technically,
going
it wasn't
no, it
a
was
male
no.
RoboCop.
But what I'm saying is like the whole like idea of an all female cast or replacing key members with a female or with an actress. I don't know like how well that's going to pay off if that is indeed what they're going for. If they're
like
we want the fucking gender bent version of it. Whatever. I mean, if it works, it works. I'm not saying it's not. I just it's untested at this point. Is basically what I'm saying.
So we'll see how it goes. Apparently, it's not Lou Ferrigno. Who plays the Hulk right now?
Oh, God.
Based on his name.
Hulky Hulkerson.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Not Lou Ferrigno.
Come on, Jesus. Help us out.
Yeah, current Hulk confirmed that the Hulk will not appear in Captain America Civil War. He was apparently originally in the script, and then they pulled him from the script because they said what's going on with him is going to be too big to go on in Captain America Civil War.
Huh.
Apparently, we did 9/11? It's news to me.
Fantastic.
I'll take it.
Mark Ruffalo, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Wait, did Mark Ruffalo say we did
9/11?
No, Nolanster says we did 9/11. That's you. Apparently, think we have a lot of.
Well,
power.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, jet fuel cannot melt steel beams. However, bad jokes and fart humor can. So clearly, we are the ones who caused 9/11.
Actually. Stefan does arm farts every once in a while.
Yeah. And according to certain TSA agents, Stefan definitely does look like a terrorist.
I've got
a
picture to prove it.
It probably was him or people related to him of some sort. So, yeah. Fair enough.
Violent 15-year-olds,
I mean, way
man.
To put the dots together. Yeah.
Well, I would have been 15. You were probably
14.
14, Mike. So that would have been your senior year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 17.
So moving on. Here's something that's going to grind you deep down in your jowls.
Is it going to grind my gears?
It's going to make you very upset.
Hit me with it.
Butt fuck your gears.
Force Awakens will release in the UK before the US.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't grind my gears that bad.
It should.
Whatever.
Because we could have a pirated copy before it comes out in theaters.
It's not likely.
It's not going to be a good copy.
It's not bloody likely, no.
That doesn't happen. We don't do that.
Yeah, piracy is definitely not a thing in this household. No. Never has been, never will be.
I disagree.
We don't do pirate things.
You can't see. You can only see the American flag over my head. The pirate.
Oh, you can
flag
see the end
right
of it.
Next to the end of it. Yeah.
Jolly Roger. Yeah.
So the movie that most of the people in this house are now looking forward to more than anything else coming out.
I'm looking
this year.
Yeah.
Is the Krampus movie? They're doing a holiday blockbuster Krampus horror film.
You
starring
shut your
the
whore
dude
mouth.
From Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Leslie Knope's husband.
Yeah.
Yep. It actually looks fucking hysterical and awesome.
So real quick, just to address your Superman versus Son Goku argument, Goku, by the way, because Superman's only died once and come back. Goku's died like literally 1,000 times and come back.
Also, Kryptonite is sold at Walmart.
Yeah.
Superman loses always.
Yeah. Frieza isn't sold at Walmart, but he does come back a lot. So
Frieza can just die off.
Frieza's never killed Goku.
No.
So,
sure, Walmart, not just Super Walmart. Because I've never found Kryptonite.
Frieza's killed
at Walmart.
Everybody else. But
yeah, just about.
I think Goku died of cancer at one point.
No, it was rectal
Rickets?
Bleeding. No, it was a heart attack. He had a heart attack
from the cancer.
Yeah,
he should have just taken those grape flavored pills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So if you don't know what Krampus is, basically imagine like Saint Nicholas's shadow. It's the demon that goes around before Christmas and steals naughty children and sells them into slavery.
Viva
Seriously,
la-
look up Krampus Nox. It's
he
the greatest holiday of all
whip,
time.
Too.
Yeah, rapes and chains. It's pretty fucking rad.
I think he dismembers them as well.
No, he rapes them.
I think he rapes, dismembers, and then takes them to hell.
I don't even know. It's awful for bad children.
It's pretty legit.
Viva la Dio de los Krampus Nacht.
What? Austria.
Viva la Montequilla.
Mantequilla. The people in Central Europe do not fuck around with their scary child stories. Yeah, I'm entirely too lazy to do that. Cut that shit out.
It was Mantequilla.
Johnny Quest is getting a movie.
Of course it is.
Do any of you know who Johnny Quest is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did any of you watch Johnny Quest?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was the one in the Venture Brothers who had the fucking drug thing. Yeah, no.
It's that Johnny Quest guy with his friend Al Qaeda or whatever.
Yeah, he's got
his name is Haji.
He's got that friend that soldiers and Marines and other people in the military the world over have
misidentified
as
Iraqi or
an Afghani or an Iraqi.
He's Indian. That's what's the funniest part. They call everybody Hajis and they're fucking Indians.
Yeah.
Well, there's other words we call them, but yeah.
Hajis. We call them Hajis, and that is all.
Yeah.
We are very politically correct.
We are. No, they are. I'm not.
I don't see why.
Anymore.
Like, anyway, but if you ever get, like, offended that someone from the Middle East is called a Haji, don't, because the stupidity around it already, feeding it. Like, you look stupid for getting pissed off at something that is just blatantly fucking retarded.
All right, so.
That's right.
On another note. Wow, we are almost through the news already, and it's only 15 minutes in. God damn.
We're doing good.
I am sucking at moving
this along. I'm seriously like trying everything I can to stretch, and you guys are doing everything you can to keep me from doing that.
Yeah, that's my job. Next topic.
All right, so counting chickens before they're hatched, right?
What happened?
Counting chickens before they're hatched.
Okay.
Sony's seeking a screenwriter for Goosebumps 2.
Eh. I mean,
that is ballsy considering.
So that's honestly part of Hollywood. Like, that's when you've got a movie like going along, they've done enough movies in their lifetime that they can generally see if they think it's going to be successful or not. They probably think it's going to be successful, so you might as well start your planning
now. Didn't they think Fantastic Four would be successful?
Yeah, I mean, nothing's perfect. I mean, I'm not saying that,
and
like,
the last
they could
Four would be successful?
They can do no wrong. I mean,
and
they did two Paul Blart movies. Which I think speaks to the character of America as a whole and the fact that they did two Paul Blart movies, because I think those movies made a lot of money.
Well, when I saw the thing for Fantastic Four, I didn't think, like, this isn't a complete dumpster fire. And then I'm like, nope, that is
a dumpster fire
and a back alley abortion all in one.
It's sad when the Jessica Alba Fantastic Four is the best Fantastic Four.
I think the best Fantastic Four was the original.
I'm going to start with Mike on this one. I'm not entirely surprised they're doing it, because worst case scenario, I mean, they can write it.
Yeah.
Well, and if it flops, they don't film it.
They just pull the plug.
I feel like it's one of those things they're trying to appeal to new kids, and they're trying to appeal to basically our generation, the ones
they're
who
getting
grew up
the nostalgia
it.
Factor.
Yeah. Owen, I'm sorry. I'm not going to side with you on this. Dragon Ball Z is pretty awesome.
Dude, all they need to do in Goosebumps 2 to make sure it is a great success is just throw Adam Sandler and the Paul Blart guy in it and call it a day.
No, Pixels was actually one of the largest flops of the summer.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
They
spent a lot of money on it.
No, I definitely said all that sarcastically. That was...
Happy
I'm not
Madden.
Sure about Hateful Eight, because I'm really hit and miss with Tarantino. Like, I enjoyed Pulp Fiction, and I enjoyed... He did Death Proof. I liked Death Proof.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Dusk Till Dawn was great.
I used to hate it.
I don't think that was Tarantino.
No.
What, from Dusk Till
Dawn? No, he was in it.
I
keep forgetting
that. That was Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's Robert Rodriguez.
So Tarantino, I used to fucking hate that guy, because I don't think he makes good movies. He's just really good at dialogue, and he's surprised me the last couple times out, because I think his last two movies have been...
that was kind of out of nowhere, by the way. Sorry, we had a question from the audience.
So he did Django Unchained. I think Django Unchained and Inglourious Basterds were his last two
I
ones.
Hated.
I know you hate Inglourious Bastards, but I actually really like Inglourious Basterds, and
I didn't care for it at all.
If you haven't seen it yet, I won't ruin anything for you, but it goes in a direction you wouldn't expect. Django, on the other hand, was actually really good. I think Hateful Eight is going to be good because, one, I think the cast is really amazing. And, two, I get this massive fucking...
Tarantino boner?
No, I get this... I was going to try to work boner into it, but... I get this really Django Unchained like feeling about it when I watch the trailer,
and I really like Django.
You're Wango Unchained.
Tarantino helped write From Dusk Till Dawn and
directed at least one scene.
Yeah, but that makes you like a B-unit director. That doesn't make you the director.
That's like saying Quentin Tarantino was the director for Sin City. He shot a part of that movie.
Yeah,
that's why I hated that movie.
I mean, that's like closer to the lines of Kevin Smith directed Batman versus Superman because he directed Ben Affleck once.
Mind you, he did the worst part of Sin City out of the
I didn't like
parts.
Any of that movie.
Oh, I liked it.
I'm hopeful for the new one, for Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Now, did you see Sin City 2?
No.
That movie was awful.
I was told not to see it. Yeah. I said, if you don't want to ruin Sin City 1 for you, don't see Sin City 2. And I'm like, all right. I heard the same thing with Anchorman.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't even start
I saw the Chicken of the Cave, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm done.
Not,
that's all I need to see.
Let's not even go into that
abortion. I'm going to answer more questions because I'm trying to stretch this into an hour show.
I'm looking, let me get...
Please ask
Mortal
more questions.
Time, I have a real question for you. What is with you and making things fight? Like... Everything you've posted.
I like it. Fuck it.
This
Keep
versus
it coming.
That. This versus that.
Keep it coming.
It's very concerning. Geek, nerd versus gamer. None of them would win because none of them would leave their homes or fight.
So here's what you get. Here's like, let's look at the words here for a second. All right. Geek versus nerd versus gamer. A gamer is anyone that plays games. And like nowadays,
Flappy
you've got
Bird.
Anyone who plays Flappy Bird on their cell phone. Anyone who plays Madden and nothing else, like,
or
they're
Call of Duty
bro,
yeah,
gamer.
They're
bro.
Gamers, so like most the population at this point is a gamer. Like my parents, well, one of my parents is a gamer.
Gotta get that fucking Candy Crush on.
Yeah, so gamer is
by
a
the
very
way
large
Nolan
thing.
Thanks for the follow.
Geek and nerd, geek is kind of like, geek is like, it's the cultural thing. I mean, that's like what geek, I mean, comics, movies, video games.
No,
someone
is you go in depth on specific things that don't necessarily relate to intelligence.
Yeah.
You could be a comic book geek. You could be a fashion geek, but they prefer being called fashionistas.
Yeah.
You'd be a computer geek. It doesn't necessarily imply that you are academically intelligent.
Yeah.
Nerd generally will fall into things that require more, at least, thought process and thinking things
like
out.
Like Chess Club.
Yeah.
Chess Club.
I love
Dungeons
Calculus.
And Dragons, Dungeons and Dragons, like the complex D&D games. I'd almost fall like real-time strategy players more into the nerd category than the geek category.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's break it down then. If you took a geek, a nerd, and a gamer, and put them in a fucking three-way fucking fight to the death, the geek is probably going to lose the hardest. And I'm totally generalizing here.
What about gym geeks?
I don't count those as geeks.
Or gun geeks.
Don't count those as geeks.
I do.
No.
What about the ones that have all the samurai swords and knives?
Yeah, but they take a step or they swing the sword once and they can't breathe, generally, if you collect samurai swords.
They can always throw a fedora.
That's
they
true.
They can throw a fedora.
I'm
going to say this fight would never happen because none of the... maybe the gamer might fight.
I say nerd wins because when I'm thinking gamer and the whole definition that I gave, for some reason I thought like Call of Duty players, so probably played some bro sport at some point.
That are
life.
Used to
so
shoving
your
both...
Ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Both shoving both
the nerd,
gamers and nerds into trash
cans. The nerd's
going
to build like a nuke or something and just win.
This is a fist fight.
Who said it had to be a fist? We just said it was a fight. We didn't say it was going to be a fist fight.
You said it was going
to
be...
No, I just said in a fight to the death.
So World War III? No,
yeah.
Wait, now it's the
geeks
death?
Are, yeah. The geek isn't going to build a nuke because he spends all his money on whatever he geeks about. He's, all
right, no, this is really... you want to know what's actually going to happen?
I know,
the
killer.
The geek are going to fucking band together to take down the gamer and then call it quits.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Fucking whoever you want to win.
The gamer will just scream like random obscenities at everybody.
Yeah, so if you think the geek's going to win, turn to page 22. If you think the nerd's going to win, turn to page 12. And if you think that the gamer's going to win, turn to page 40. Joke's on you. No matter what you do, you die. So
keep your fingers on the.
I was
going to
say, no matter what happens, Hitler ends up getting assassinated. But
yeah.
that's how the end of the book ends. So
yeah.
By himself. Spoiler.
Yeah. Greatest man on earth and the worst man on earth.
Stop it.
Hey, he killed Hitler.
Shut up.
Greatest man on earth.
I'm going to get the squirt bottle. Oh,
I thought you had that. Okay. I got that completely twisted in my mind. Wow.
I'm going to squirt both of you with rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
All right.
I have beer.
Here's some alcoholic-based science. Apparently, like, real scientists did this. They took whiskey and they aged it for 4 years in space.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I want space whiskey.
It was aged for 4 years in space and has a distinctly different taste and aroma than the control batch left to age on Earth.
I wonder if it's irradiated.
They didn't say that it was irradiated because it had taste, so I imagine they tasted it.
Well, something that's irradiated will still have taste. I'm just saying...
But it will kill you.
Will it give you cancer?
Scientists, man. They probably hit it with a Geiger counter first. They're like, okay, we can get smashed.
By the way, you cannot prove that, Jesus. Okay, like you can say you can go to the tape,
great.
But this could be
look,
argued any which
look
way.
What you did.
I'm just saying.
Look what you fucking did.
What?
This
I'm
is
saying,
your fault.
Hey,
now I'm being called a Nazi.
In
apparently.
Fallout, if you
who
can
you
drink out of the
Nazi?
Toilet and survive, you can drink space whiskey.
Yeah, I want space
Dude,
whiskey.
I don't even drink hard liquor, and I would try space whiskey.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Yeah,
yeah. I had a coworker, by the way, was telling me there was a some. It's some berry from where was it from? It was like South America, Africa. It was like one of those two continents. I can't remember.
One of those weird continents.
But it's a berry that when you eat it, like everything you eat for the next day is sweet.
Oh, the thing that changes your taste buds for up to 7 days?
Yeah.
Apparently it swaps the flavor palette in your mouth. From what weird. I've read, it like sour becomes sweet becomes sour, salt becomes whatever the opposite. Like everything is opposite.
Yeah, he ate one of those
super
today.
Super fucking weird.
I was like, man, I kind of
I'd be
try
scared
that.
It would never go back.
Yeah.
Do you bit. Know what would be awful? I would eat one and then I'd go drink like 5 gallons of coffee and die.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, so real quick.
Wouldn't that be terrifying? What if it made meat taste like vegetables? God.
So since we're talking about food, this is the best time suck. To talk about. I'm just going to insert this here because this is the only time I can think about talking this. So we went to the sushi place today, right? In Laguna Hills. We went to the sushi place. And first of all, it's one of those sushi places that has like the rotating conveyor belt of sushis.
Oh, the highest of quality.
Well, no, but it's like this massive conveyor belt. It like moves in and out of all these booths and shit. And it's got these little, there are these little tablets up above your computer, or sorry, up above your table that you can order anything that isn't like, doesn't go around the actual conveyor belt itself. You just like click on, you're like, all right, I want this, whatever. And then it has like specific conveyor belts that go straight to your table that just fire the fish down towards your table. So it's just like, you know, it goes
like
right
high
down.
Speed fish?
Yeah, yeah, high
Can
speed.
Can you put your face down like sideways on
Yeah,
it
probably fuck
your mouth,
you up, honestly.
Like shoot in your
so,
mouth.
Like, so if that wasn't cool and like super Japanese enough, the best part about it was, so like the way when you eat at those places, they do it by the amount of plates you take off the conveyor belt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they have this little feeding system in the side of your table where it's just wide enough for you to feed your plate down into it. And when you feed it down, it gives you, like, you get, like, one for the first plate. And then each plate, you get another one. When you hit 5 plates on the little tablet on your table.
It's called your stupid fat round eye?
You get this little, like, hey, I'm little ninja guy, and I'm here in Osaka, Japan, one of the biggest cities in Japan. You're like, oh, that was kind of cool. And then you get, like, 5 more, and you get to 10, and it's like, yeah, I'm still here in Osaka. Oh, my God, it's fucking crazy ninja fight. And some ninja show up, and they're like, put more plates in to help defeat the ninja. And we're like, well, let's see where this is going. And so, like, once you hit 15 plates, it's like
you fell into the trap.
It's like you put enough plates in, you defeated the evil ninja. Here's a prize. And it, like, this little fucking machine spits out this little, like, this little red ball that's got I can actually see it. It's a little, what's it?
So that's where
the person, one of the people I worked
from.
With called it a butt plug for your phone. It's a little thing that goes in the phone, or what's called the
phone jack.
Speaker jack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just this little fucking, like, phone charm keychain that's like a little sushi thing.
It's
we
Hello
got,
Kitty, isn't
we
it?
Had, it is Hello Kitty. Well, it's not Hello Kitty. It's sushi, but it's, like, Hello Kitty branded. But we got, like, I think we had, like, 35 plates between 5 of us. We got to them.
Well,
so cool. And I, like, one of the guys I was with he's got family from Japan, and he was recently in Japan. I said, is eating in Japan like this everywhere you go? Like, is it a game everywhere you go to eat in Japan? And he's like, yeah, practically it kind of is.
I heard the bathrooms are pretty legit too.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a second, I need to go to Japan, like, for real real now. Like, I need to get
go
serious
right now.
About
Let's
going
do it.
I need to get serious about going to Japan now, because if I get to play a game every time I sit down to eat, sold. Absolutely sold.
You could do that at home.
Eat your weight
computer.
Eat your weight in sushi and you get a free waifu pillow.
Yeah, eat enough sushi, get a Hello Kitty butt plug keychain for your phone.
That's
cool.
Don't put
weird
that in your
gross.
Butt, please.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it in my butt. I'd probably get lost, but yeah.
Mike, can't you get those from a vending machine for 50 cents?
Yeah, I totally could, but I didn't
get the point.
Delicious
anybody had
sushi.
To eat $35 of sushi to get it.
Yeah, delicious sushi. All
right,
totally
let's
worth
get
it. Pizza, by the way. Pizza kicks hot dog's ass any day.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that even a question?
I don't know why I put this under controversial. I don't know. There was an Italian chess tournament that ejected a player for cheating using a hidden camera in Morse code.
Fantastic. Yeah, fuck him.
The referees became suspicious when the alleged cheater began beating much higher ranked players. He was like ranked 56,000
yeah.
in the world and was starting to just like decimate people. They said they noticed he was sitting funny with like his hand in his armpit and he kept blinking funny. So the referee watched and figured out that he was blinking Morse code and was fucking communicating with someone else. They have yet to find the other person. To cheat, they ejected him from the tournament. He's denying it, obviously. He's saying no.
Yeah, of course he is.
He's like, with yoga and proper diet, I've managed to get rid of my my stress that was causing me not to be good, and people are just jealous of the fact that I got better. Which is the best.
Probably
has
like
yeah,
a
it's,
tiny
it's
little,
that awesome eye yoga.
It's yoga.
Yeah, one
yeah.
of those little things that straps under your arm that jabs a little pen needle into you that tells you the Morse code.
That's kind of impressive.
Go to Texas.
You're able to detect
there
Morse
are many
code.
Eating games. Free steak if you need to finish it. Actually, yeah, that's true. When I was in the South, there was a lot of like. If you can eat the 72-ounce steak, gristle and all, alone in an hour,
it's
you
free.
Get it for free. And well, if you fail, it's like $150.
There's a place
yeah,
like
that
where, but you actually have to eat like the side salad, like 4 biscuits, and the like 2 baked potatoes.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I can't even eat 2 baked potatoes just alone.
Mike, I'll make you a challenge.
Have you ever seen videos of the people who actually complete that challenge?
They're disgusting.
What game are we waiting for? What?
They're just like the look on their face after they eat it. They're like in a comatose state. They're just like.
Well, they have a place down in Texas. It's like the heart attack something where if you're over 300.
No, that's in Arizona.
Or if you're over 300. Yeah, if you're over 350 pounds, you eat for free.
Yep.
So what is the game that we're waiting the most for? That's what I'm going to gather they were trying to say.
Star Citizen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That is my long-term goal is Star Citizen.
Yeah. Man.
It's going to be Half-Life 3's competitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Honestly, probably either Overwatch or Star Wars Battlefront.
Or Final Fantasy VII for you.
Yeah, and Final Fantasy VII. When it gets closer, when I see some videos and shit, then I'll care. But
I'm excited.
We need to go to Colorado.
Bojo's Pizza
in Colorado. No. Has a 10-pound pizza challenge with the same challenge for
okay,
two people.
So if I go to Colorado, that's the second place I'm going.
Yeah. Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita is the first place I'm going.
You know the first place I'm going if the first when I go to Colorado next?
The dispensary?
Then, once I'm high as shit, I'm going to go do the goddamn pizza challenge. And me and Darren are going to destroy that motherfucker.
Is it a 50-pound pizza?
10-pound pizza.
Oh, it's a 10-pound pizza.
Yeah.
Shh. I read the wrong person. I thought I said it was a 100-pound pizza. Jesus Christ. And 50-pound person. I'm like, what the fuck?
How do you even make a 100-pound pizza? Could you imagine the size of a stove oven you would have to have?
How many toppings that is?
Dude, that'd be like 30 pounds of just cheese. Oh, God, that much cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. I would shit diarrhea in fucking bricks. Anywho.
I don't think you can get diarrhea bricks.
Oh, you can. Trust me. Be lactose intolerant. Just try it. You could do some fucking
I don't think
shit.
That's an option that I have. Stop. I'm going to be lactose intolerant right now.
You can. I'll just punch you in the stomach till you're lactose intolerant.
That doesn't make any sense.
I could try it. That's my hypothesis.
That's my hypotenuse.
We're trying something new this week because I get to write the rundown and nobody really reads it, so nobody can tell me no. We're doing weird news that we want to talk about.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And by we, he means him.
Yeah, stuff that made me chuckle and or go, like, what the fuck is wrong with people? So a Texas police found a fully loaded handgun in a female suspect's vagina during a drug bust.
Woo! Nice.
Full mag, round in chamber.
Wasn't one of the little Teddy Derringer type ones?
No, it was a little Smith & Wesson.
Wow, those are still decently sized. Yes. That doesn't make sense because it's like an L shape, so you have to shove
it. Well,
it was
probably realistically maybe that big. From the
all right, place. Listen here, sweetheart. Someday the cops are going to come and raid our house, so I'm going to have to put my fist in your vagina a few times to make it big enough to put a gun.
They pulled it over, and I think it was 30 ounces or 30 pounds of methamphetamines were found in the car. So they're arresting her, and they said, look, you're being arrested. You're going to jail. You need to tell us if you have any weapons on your person. And she said,
got one in my
I've got a pussy pistol.
You got a pussy pistol.
No, she said she had a firearm in her vagina, and they got a female officer out there who cavity searched her.
I wouldn't even be mad. Yeah. I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, I could give you a charge. I could charge you for this, but I'm not going to because fucking.
For the first time in history, someone got syphilis from being shot.
Excuse me.
How did you get herpes? I got
shot.
Needs
to check inside your asshole.
Hey, did you do the Sprite and banana challenge?
No.
No, but I know what it is, and no.
So tell me about
Please
this. I've never heard of
this.
Is.
Seriously.
It's basically, I think you eat like 2 bananas and a liter of Sprite. It's pretty much the chemical imbalance of the banana.
Epicac?
It will make you throw up.
It's basically Epicac.
It's impossible to do.
So it's like the cinnamon challenge.
I was going to say, is that like, because like, man, Sprite and banana, like they're just coming up with shit now, aren't they?
And I know this is the case because I
back in my day we had the milk challenge.
This? No, I didn't try it. But about a year,
you made a subordinate do it, didn't you?
No, I had a friend 2 years ago. He brought his lunch to work and he had a liter of Sprite and two bananas. And I'm like, I'm just gonna sit back and watch this.
No, we're not gonna do that challenge. We have to pay for the carpet if we destroy it.
Yeah.
Luckily,
the next house is a tile.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Who here loves homeopathy or homeopathy?
Nobody does.
Anybody?
I love
there
it.
Zero people.
Yeah? Yeah, you love it?
I love it. I love it because people who believe in it are idiots.
29 people in Germany were hospitalized at a homeopathic convention after ingesting Aquarus, a strong hallucinogenic drug.
Of course they did.
That's
it is unknown whether they did that voluntarily.
Why would you ingest anything knowingly called with the word rust in it?
Do you guys know what on special at the grocery? Right now, I would imagine Coke is probably on special.
Yeah, it usually is. Probably 4
summer
for 5.
Summer clothes are probably on special at the grocery store.
At the grocery store?
Yeah.
I mean, probably more at CVS or something, yeah. I would imagine.
Kool-Aid.
McDonald's is always on special. Or Kool-Aid. Not McDonald's. Mac and cheese is always on special.
I was going to say, are you talking Walmart? Like, is Walmart the grocery store? Because, I mean,
I don't know. Is it Super
Possibly. I mean,
Yeah.
Our Walmart is a grocery store.
Yeah. I'm sure you could probably buy some cheese on sale.
You could always get cheese on sale.
You could get...
Campbell's soup is almost always on sale.
Yeah. So it's not on sale. It's just so dirt cheap. You could get taco
nice.
Seasoning
you know
for
you
your
could
beef
do.
For
to be completely,
cents.
You know what you could
that's,
do, honestly.
That's a Budweiser, not a Coke.
Go to your grocery store's website and pull up their ad.
Well, yeah. To be completely honest, there's probably... Everything's on sale. It's just, are you willing to risk the quality of what you want to buy? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay much attention to sales because I don't have enough foresight to plan when I'm going to the store.
Totally.
Technically, everything's on sale because...
Five-finger discount?
By the way,
well,
welcome to the chat, guy
sold.
Who I can't read your name because...
Everything is sellable,
so it's on sale.
Obadan 7? Okay, because the color across the way, like, I'm having a hard time differentiating it between that. Because
you're retarded.
I'm going colorblind.
It's neon teal on white backdrop on a 24-inch monitor.
It's like gray backdrop, yeah. I can't tell.
Here's one just for you, Mike. An undisclosed nightclub in Amsterdam is going to have a blood rave for Halloween.
Sweet.
They're going to spray blood on the rave goers.
They better play Raining Blood in Banjo for them.
Yeah, it's got to be Raining Blood. At least I hope it's not period blood, but...
What do you think about the Sam and Nia controversy?
Yeah, so I need to know about Sam and Nia.
Who's
Sam and
Sam
Nia?
Sam and Nia?
All right, Suzanne. I'll call you Suzanne. Who's Sam and Nia?
Yeah, who is Sam and Nia?
I mean, I'd look it up, but I don't like to sit on my phone while I'm doing this because it looks like I'm disinterested.
I'd look it up on this laptop, but this laptop is run by two hamsters who are both actually quadriplegic, so
yeah, that's true.
It would take
yeah.
me the rest of the show.
Yeah.
My opinion on it is a
Darren.
Welcome to Geek Lord Radio, the least polished podcast on the entire internet.
Let's see if you could beat Jesus to telling us what this is.
Yeah, he's going to. You've got like a 3-second head start.
Yeah. Honestly, I have no idea what Sam and Nia is. I'm sure we'll have very useless opinions.
I'm going to say that Sam is in the wrong, because Sam sounds like a wrong kind of guy. He just sounds like the one who just can never get
it
right.
Hey, motherfucker, that's a gender-neutral name. Trigger warning, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm taking this to my Tumblr blog right after this.
And you don't have an opinion.
Me to my,
none of us have opinions. Why are people listening to us?
What's another one that's not Tumblr? Another awful blog website.
Fat Piggy Doo?
What? Hi, Fat Piggy Doo! It's Doe?
Fat Piggy Doe. What's up, dude?
Fat Piggy Doe.
It's the YouTube couple that faked a pregnancy video for views and it blew up.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Apparently.
That sounds fucked up.
That sounds like people getting angry because they faked a pregnancy?
Speaking of fake pregnancies, great story I read the other day. I don't know if it's recent because a lot of times articles come out and they're
you
like
sound
really
excited.
Old.
Why is faked in quotes?
So,
like, quotes, like they faked. Like they faked or they.
Yeah,
they
I mean, did they actually.
Like,
if they actually faked it, you don't need to put quotes around it. I mean, that's kind of
they
the way
fake
it works.
Faking a pregnancy?
Mm.
I don't
anyways,
faked a pregnancy. Just kidding. There's
so,
a bun in the oven.
I read the story the other day. Again, I don't know how old it is. It might be 2 years, 3 years old. I know that the internet was around when this happened. So within the last 15 years, basically.
Sometime between yesterday and 15 years
so,
ago.
There was a website called, it was like fakeapregnancy.com or something. It was meant to like fake, like give you what you needed to fake a pregnancy as a gag
gift. Oh, you mean
gift.
That website that was selling the positive pregnancy tests?
They were selling that, but they were also selling like the baby bellies, and they had them at like different stages of like 2 months, 4 months, 6 months kind of thing. Huh. So this girl, basically this teenage girl duped her teenage boyfriend into thinking she was pregnant, and we don't know why. I think it was for the,
she's a teenage
for
girl.
The gifts or something like that. But
lock it down.
But
I don't know.
So she was going yeah. through this website, and it's just like controversy now. I think the site might have been shut down.
Hi, Chibane from France. Damn,
oh,
we're getting international, this motherfucker.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. If I could say hello in French, I would, but I don't want to sound like an ignorant American. So just welcome in. Welcome to here.
Welcome to here.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome
to stupid shit and low production value.
Like
welcome to in front
now.
Of your computer.
I know.
Home.
I kind
of
did. I'm sorry. I just apologize for everything. Anyways, so she got caught. She got caught finally, by the way, by her boyfriend's.
That's like the 14-month mark.
Boyfriend's mom, because at 10 months she hadn't given birth. And she's like, yeah, I knew something was up when she'd been like 10 months and like 10 months and 15 days or something since she got pregnant and
nine
she hadn't
and a half,
given birth.
She wasn't like, when are you going to be induced?
And she was like, she told the mom, she's like, no, it's just one of those like
bonjour.
It's what? Oh yeah, sorry, bonjour.
You should know that because your favorite fucking movie ever, Buongiorno.
I'm on it. Yeah,
that's Italian, by the way.
Yeah, Buongiorno.
Shows how much I gave a fuck
Buongiorno.
About that
movie. Yeah, see, who sounds like an asshole now?
I don't, because I straight up said
Buongiorno is Italian. Bonjour. Bonjour. That's French.
Yeah.
So anyways, her argument was, oh, no, it's one of those, like, it's actually really healthy that the baby hasn't come out in 10 months because, like, you know, the longer they're in there, that means the more developed they are when they come out. And
what's going to have four
they
arms?
They call shit on her, and they're like, yeah, that's not true.
This baby's going to be born with two penises.
Yeah. Someone from Quebec? Quebec? Who's from Quebec? I see someone's from Quebec. More to time? Quebec?
Mortal time.
Comment? I'm not even going to pretend to read French.
Yeah, the green really fucking sucks on that monitor.
Yeah. I can't read it.
So we're speaking languages I don't understand. So about the Sam and Sia, apparently the next day they said it was for views and it blew up. Then they announced the next day the baby died and everyone thinks it was fake.
Whoa.
That or you guys are the most insensitive people in the world.
Have a sense of humor.
Yeah. A little crazy.
All right. So this is like a why couldn't this happen on our street? A tiger cub was found walking around Phelan, California.
Aw. California?
Phelan. P-H-E-L-A-N.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's too good to be true.
25 pounds, 3-month-old cub. It had been declawed, needed surgery to fix a hernia. So this is obviously not a well-taken care of animal.
Yeah.
But why couldn't, like, I open my door to go to school one day and call my professor and be like, hey, I can't come in. Why not? Because I have a tiger. Like, what? Here, actually, cancel class. Come to my apartment. We could play with the tiger.
Yeah, I would go take
it in. I come home early from work.
I'd go take it into the vets and be like, I promise I'll take really good care of it if you don't tell the cops on it.
I will give you 100 monies to just
I would fall on the ground and cry and scream what every 5-year-old does. Like, but I've always wanted this. Like,
so
that's what I would do.
I'll feed him and I'll water him and I'll hug him and I'll kiss him.
I
want to
know where
they actually
who in Phelan, California, has a tiger cub because
there's a lot of like
black
market.
You know where Phelan is?
It's NorCal.
Can you imagine the owner like
of fucking nowhere?
Can you imagine the owner? He's like he's
fucking
just,
Victorville.
Yeah,
it's like just outside Victorville. No one. I don't know if you've ever seen Victorville. No one who lives in Victorville has that kind of money to get by a black market cub, which is why they live in Victorville.
Well, actually, maybe the meth industry was booming.
Hello. Hey, and welcome to the chat. River? Is that the
name?
Pretty
sure it's River.
Yeah, welcome, River. We appreciate you being here.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
She doesn't know how to spell her name, that's for sure.
It's probably some dude.
Yeah, so seriously, why can't I ever find a tiger cub? Or a cobra?
To be completely
honest,
a year ago,
there was the Swistic fucking monocle cobra that escaped up in Thousand Oaks.
Oh.
I legitimately was like 2 minutes from telling my boss, I'm going to Thousand Oaks, don't fire me. And I was trying to get Max to go with me to catch the cobra.
Wow. By the way, just
6-foot Swistic cobra.
Just putting this out there, full disclosure, if a cobra escapes and Dan and I go out and catch it, we're keeping that motherfucker.
Not here, you're not.
You're right, not here, because we don't live here anymore after a week and a half.
Not at the new place either.
Hey, you said it couldn't be in the house. I can keep it in the outside room because that's not technically part of the house. Boom, lawyered.
I'm just saying, don't make us choose between you and the cobra.
By the way, for the record, Chaibane, I love France because if it weren't for France, the United States would not be a place. So, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, I make fun of French as a joke. I like France.
I like France because they're very thin pancakes.
Yeah, crepes are pretty badass.
I'm a big fan of their toast and their fries.
Wow.
Pretty sure none of those are actually French.
No, I have no idea what goes on.
I like French
France.
Bread. French bread's
pretty
solid.
I've never been to France. I've been told as an American, stay away from Paris, but the rest of the country's great.
Well, no, the problem is not. From what I've heard that, but I've also heard, too, it also depends upon, like,
I agree.
How
Stephanie,
you act
buy me
in
a tiger.
France. If you make at least an attempt to, like, speak some sort of French when you go there, I've heard that you're actually okay. It's when you try
the
to
polar opposite that when you brutalize it, they get angry.
Well, yeah, no, don't brutalize. Like, take the time, I think, to learn a little bit. But I mean, if you, it's like
Canada, America's hat.
From what I hear from a lot of people in the world, that if you like at least make an attempt to assimilate somewhat into their culture, they actually appreciate
it. The only actual French that I have met was when I was in Afghanistan. I paired up for a little bit with the French Foreign Legion, and wow, that's all I'm gonna say.
No, I want you to continue.
We went to a bar with a couple of French people like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
No,
they were pretty cool.
Yeah, except for the fact that they kept talking shit on Americans. You know, like how fat and lazy we are. And
well,
it's true we are, though.
Yeah. I am pretty fat and lazy.
We're the skinniest ones there.
Yeah,
they're the ones.
It's not talking shit if it's true.
I'm fat.
Well,
I'm pretty fucking lazy.
The part is like, oh, you guys don't walk anywhere. You guys just...
Then we walked 3 miles.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's like, you guys walk like 50 feet and you're tired. And yet, you know, we're walking 3 miles to a completely different bar from where we were. And after, you know, 10 minutes, they're the ones complaining.
Yeah.
I have a beer behind me that I want to drink, but I'm not going to reach and grab it because I'm that fucking lazy.
I have a question for the chat, and you guys can discuss this while we're talking about other things, because you guys have asked us a bunch of questions. So someone mentioned you were from Quebec. First of all, do you think that Quebec should be its own country? And second of all, whether or not, you know, you do or you do not, is that something that they actually still want to happen in Quebec? Because, I mean, I know that was a thing a couple of years ago. I just don't know if that's still the deal. But anyway, just curious for my own sake.
Roland Stone tells us he spent a week in Paris drinking wine and eating foie gras.
Jeez.
Who's the new person in the chat? I can't read the name.
Soltankio?
Soltankio. Welcome, Soltankio.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Yeah,
dude, we've got... So, by the way, River in the chat, she's actually on this show every week. Her name's
except
Stephanie.
This week and next week.
Yes, except for this week and next week. She's actually on the show all the time, and, you know, she's a lot of fun being on here. But, like, the one week she's not here, all you cool new people show up. So, yeah I think
you
you're
a good
Stephanie,
to
you're
show
a curse,
up.
Straight
you
up.
To show up.
I don't know if anyone said it, but I did put that out there before the show that we were going live, so I don't know if that helped. Probably
maybe.
Not there because nobody reads my
no,
shit.
No, we'll be poor Quebec as a country. Oh, well, they'll be poor.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty similar to why, like, Scotland. I think that's a big reason why Scotland didn't end up seceding from the United
because
Kingdom.
Because they couldn't support themselves.
Better
no,
question
I mean,
for
actually,
Quebec.
Scotland.
Better question for Quebec. We will trade you Slava Voynov for PK Subban. Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is Voynov still in jail?
By the way, that's to the LA Kings.
No.
That's who they're asking for is for
the
LA Kings.
For the Kings.
Yeah.
Not technically. Well,
I don't know if he's in jail. I thought he was back in jail.
He's not in... he was being held in... not Seal Beach.
Long Beach?
Not Long Beach.
Hermosa Beach?
I think it was Hermosa Beach. Being held there, he's released, and then upon release, immediately taken into
Immigration took him, right?
Immigration took him.
Yeah. So speaking of, by the way, French Foreign Legions, Chaibane is a former Legionnaire. Desert Storm, 1990.
Oh, very nice.
Yugoslavia, Africa, Afghanistan. You did quite a tour there, man. Come on. Wow.
Those
Iraq,
guys don't fuck around.
08.
Yeah.
So Desert Storm, I know the pain of the desert. That shit sucked.
Yeah.
Being in Afghanistan from 2010 through 2012.
Dan always hates when I bring this up, but they're actually were in the military as well.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, everyone's favorite state. Back to the final of the
Kentucky?
What the fuck
Kentucky?
Is wrong with people? Oh yeah.
Ooh,
oh yeah. This is a good one.
Yeehaw!
A Kentucky grocery store is offering a 20% lifetime discount if you get a tattoo of the store's logo.
Wow.
Only in Kentucky.
Will
y'all won't get tattooed the Piggly Wiggly.
Will they give me a 30% discount if I protest the gays with a tattoo?
No,
20%. you just don't give them marriage licenses and you'll get a 20%.
Do you know what's in Poutine?
Oh, I just sparked.
She got released from she got released from jail today, by the way.
Who did?
And the best part about it is they played Eye of the Tiger over the loudspeakers
because
I guess
because her website did that.
You know what's even better about that? What's the band that does Eye of the
Survivor?
Survivor's fucking furious.
Yeah, they're gonna
about
$1.2 million is what they're suing her for.
Yep.
That was so awesome.
Well, the funny
Poutine is, if I'm not mistaken,
I can't remember what it was.
Cheese and gravy on fries? Is that what it is? I believe that's what the case is. I'm really curious to try it. I heard it's really good. It's amazing.
Isn't that what they called it in South Park when they were dipping fries in KFC gravy?
That's probably.
Yeah.
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 It's poutine. I think it's gravy on fries. I think that's what it is.
One of these days, who's down? I'm going to go get a extra large thing of fries at McDonald's. I'm going to go over to KFC and get some gravy. And
You've got a death wish.
I hate myself, but not quite that much.
Yeah. Curds and gravy on fries. That's it. Okay.
Curds and gravy on fries.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And now, is it like what kind of gravy is it though? Is it kind of like a chicken gravy? Like is it a white
probably
white
a brown gravy?
Gravy? Is it or brown? You think it's a brown?
Probably
gravy?
A brown gravy.
But it's got to be thick, right? Is it like a thick brown gravy? Yeah, I don't know. They call it a sauce. That's fancy.
Brun sauce.
Yes,
I'm guessing that's a dark gray. That's a brown sauce.
Probably brown sauce. Makes sense. I want to try it. Brown gravy. There we go.
Yeah.
But is it like a thinner brown gravy or a thicker brown gravy? Like
depends on how much water you add.
It depends.
To it.
This week on Geek Lord Radio, we talk about food that we don't know about.
Yeah, poutine. Fuck yeah, I want some poutine.
Brown gravy.
What's the name of that fucking chain in? Tim Hortons? No,
I think it's Tim Hortons.
Is that the Canadian chain?
Yeah, I think it's Tim Hortons. That sounds right.
Or
Canadians.
I think Hortons.
Where do
the
you
name.
Get your donuts?
I'm sorry. I'm from. I'm
yeah,
like,
then, no. That's. I think that's right.
I'm from Southern California. I don't know. I've just heard of the place. But
sounds like an
we have
an In-N-Out
and Krispy Kreme.
Tim Hortons. Yeah.
No, we have Grinders. Not to be confused with the Meat and Fuck Gay website.
Yeah. America's got some really good food.
You're doing pretty good, Fat Piggy Dough. I'm going to just call you Piggy. You're doing pretty good, Piggy. I'm getting by.
Hey, we can read it, so yeah. Don't, it's all good. That's fine.
I grew up speaking English, and mine is pretty terrible when
to
I'm
be
typing.
To be completely honest, it's better than what's her name's freaking Twitter. I don't know. I'm starting to feel the
River?
Alcohol. Yeah, I think I was going to say Nicki Minaj, but
hey, don't you talk bad on Nicki.
No,
she wrote the Anaconda song, which spawned the educational Anaconda song.
That's true. It's a good video.
That is a great video.
If you want to look up something cool,
someone
YouTube.
Said Pokemon stuff. Everyone, favorite Pokemon right now.
Yeah, River said Mewtwo.
Oh God, that's so hard. It really is hard for me.
That's the one one that I put on Jesus's marriage RSVP.
Probably
Charizard.
That's what I put.
Yeah.
Probably Quagsire because he.
Oh no! I'm sorry. Not Charizard. Mewtwo. I was reading that on the screen when I said it. A Mewtwo is what I put. So
Cubone, all the way.
Yep.
That's why I have a tattoo of him
show
on
it.
My ribs.
Oh, no, wait, you can't. We'll get
I can't.
Banned.
I'll get banned from Twitch if
God
I show my titties.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't like Pikachu. Oh, did you see? This is like random. I didn't put on the rundown, but for the 20th anniversary edition of this Pikachu plushie, they're bringing back Fatichu. They're bringing back Fat Pikachu.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, because if you look at the...
Is that like Fat Chocobo in Final Fantasy XIV?
It's okay. Not everyone's perfect. Just because you're not a fan of Pokemon. But.
If you look at the Pikachus that are out now, they're really thin by comparison. Originally, Pikachu was a fat mouse.
Yep. A little fatty.
So, and if fat anybody tits. Is curious, there are 7 total Pikachus around this apartment.
One of them has a knife.
One of them does
have a knife and watches the kitchen. We like to get drunk every year and we go to Dave and Buster's and get a whole bunch of tickets and just buy up all the Pokachus.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yep.
We do not have an addiction.
Last time I went, I got like 250,000 tickets.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
What
the blue thing on Pokemon, the blue thing. That's...
Pikablu?
Pikablu? Oh, Meryl? The little blue like circle thing with the jagged tail and the ball
Vaporeon,
at the end of it?
Dratini?
No, he's going... from what I can tell, Pikachu, the blue thing. So that leads me to believe Meryl, because when Meryl was originally leaked, when you first saw the pictures of him, it was referred to as Pikablu in the media.
Yeah, called it. So what other news we got?
Has a peak of blue on it.
Yeah. We got more news. What's the news?
No, we're done with the news.
Sweet.
There was Apple things that came out today.
Yeah, they didn't come up on any of the sites that I was on. Other
really?
Than
surprising.
I don't really read a lot of the Apple, because most of the sites I go on is like in-depth reviews of different things.
I heard all about it because I wasn't too big about shoving Apple's dick into my mouth. People decided to rape me with the Apple dick, and I saw it everywhere.
All right, so I'll run it down real fast.
Down.
So new Apple Watch with upgraded hardware, I think.
And you're done.
I'm not getting into like detail.
I'm just kidding.
Apple Watch, more expensive, crazy iPad that supposedly is like a fucking. They said it was 80% more powerful than all the computers that shipped out this year. So, I mean, that's not saying much because people buy shitty computers.
Yeah.
So, anyways, iPad Pro, $100 tablet stylus used for.
Wait, well, what?
Yeah.
A fake pen for $100.
It's something. The Apple Pencil. It's like the way they showed it is like Adobe has these like programs that are just coming to iPad that are for drawing, designing, that kind of stuff.
I will sell you this for $75.
Well, the way the stylus has, it's got like all these sensors and shit in it. So depending upon like how much pressure and how you like, basically if you do it on the side, it'll do different things. I don't know what goes into it. I'm sure it's fucking bullshit, but it's Apple and they're going
to
charge.
Realistically, any other company would probably charge $40 to $50 for it.
Yeah.
But since it's got the Apple logo on it.
Yeah. So anyways, the stylus, there's that.
They're lowering the prices on the old tablets.
Yeah, they're doing that. The Apple TV is getting an update. There's
games coming to it, apparently.
Yeah, like Guitar Hero is going to be on there. Rock Band's going to be on there. Yeah, Rock Band will be on it. Some games. Supposed to be more powerful and junk. They had MLB come out and talk about what MLB can do on that. And I thought that would have been a great time for MLB to say, like, hey, you know, local blackout restrictions, we're going to get rid of those. And they didn't. So, yeah, fuck you, baseball. And
fuck you, baseball.
The last thing was the iPhone 6S and the 6S Plus, which the like only thing of note was, what was it, 3D touch technology. It reads how much pressure you're actually putting on the screen to do different things. And, camera's got a records 4K video, 12 megapixels now.
You can
record
all of 10 seconds before your battery's dead.
Yeah, they have this really
data plans.
They have these really gimmicky thing that they call moving pictures. So whenever you like take a picture of someone, it will record like a couple frames before and like several frames afterwards. So if you hold it down, it's like an animated GIF.
I don't like that.
It's gimmicky and stupid. And what was the last thing?
Piggy,
oh yeah,
I do agree with you that Apple is theft.
but
yeah,
we're not going to get into that argument on the show.
I have an iPhone, so I use it. I like it. And the other thing was, this is like the laziest fucking thing, but they say it works. They finally put a flash on the forward-facing camera on the phone.
Why?
But it's not an actual flash. They're like, yeah, like we want. They're like, everybody's been asking for a flash, so we decided we had to do it. But why put a flash on there? We can just use your screen as
just
a flash.
Turns the screen white.
But it'll supposedly brighten your screen three times brighter than like as bright as it normally is.
So I'm gonna blind
to
you.
Act as a flash.
I'm gonna blind.
Yeah.
If you need a flash for a selfie,
it makes
you're
no. It
problems.
Makes sense to
but,
me. Is they came out with a they had all these phones that didn't have one, so people wanted it, so they didn't give it to them. So then, like two phones down the road, they'll finally add it. That's,
yeah, probably.
That's how.
But
how
you know
works.
What? I didn't know that they did this on the 6, and they're doing this with the screen. And this is actually really cool, by the way, if you take pictures and you know anything about like color theory and like the way lights work and all that kind of stuff. But Apple actually has this thing that they do that's what was it called? It's like natural flash, I think is what they call it, or something similar, where it will actually reads what kind of light is coming through the sensor, and it will match the color of the flash to the lighting that's coming through to give you kind of like a better looking picture.
Yeah.
Because if you have like a normal flash is, I think, like, I want to say it's like 5600 or it's like 5600K. And yeah, I think it's like a 5600K flash. Most indoor lighting is 32.
Did you just say cunt?
Yeah, cunt.
Yeah.
Most indoor lighting is 3200K. So the lighting is different. Usually when you put two different like color temperatures together, it makes your pictures essentially not look very good.
Yeah.
And so
is
by
that
doing
how to get the white and gold dress.
Yes.
No.
No.
But anyways, so yeah, what it does, it just reads it and it gives you a more appropriate flash for what you got. So
yeah, I have natural flash too. I just need to drop my pants.
Also in camera news, by the way, you didn't put this on here. I saw this in an email. Canon came out with what they call a full spectrum sensor in their new cameras. So have you ever taken like a picture at nighttime?
Mm-hmm.
Like
nope.
of the night sky, and it's literally just black. I mean, even if there's stars out, you generally can't see anything. You might still see like two stars. Yeah, we're getting like Apple, or we're getting Asian guy bombed. Is that what that was?
What's your name? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here for the beginning, were you?
Yep.
Mike, Darren, Dan, Matt.
Yep.
Anyways, so it's a full. They call it. It will actually, when you take a picture of the night sky, it will show you every star in the sky plus the ones that you can't even see. Like, it's those crazy, like, HDR pictures
okay, so
that you
it's,
see.
It's just an incredibly sensitive.
Yeah, and that's sensitive. Just not a normal exposure. There was another one. So, like, you'd have to see the video. I'll link it to you later. It's absolutely stunning, and I can't believe we're finally at a point where we can do this. But Canon also, a couple months ago, came out with one. I forget how many megapixels it
can
was.
Can they take pictures billion. Through clothing yet?
No.
That I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's not a Sony Handycam from the fucking early 2000s. What was it? The
those do that.
Canon also came out with a thing a couple months ago that was something. Was it like 250 or 500 megapixels or something like that? They were able to take a picture in the sky and they were able to see a plane that was what they estimated about 11 miles away in the sky, and they were able to actually read the writing on the side of the plane.
Okay, if you can see all of that, why can't we have cameras show below close?
Seriously, why can't we see below close yet?
I don't know.
If you look really close through the window of the plane, you can see tits.
Yeah. Yeah, some girl was pressing her breasts up against the glass. It was weird. I don't know why she was doing that.
I think that may have been Photoshopped.
Anyways, camera nerd talk over. That was all that Apple did, by the way.
Why doesn't Darren talk?
Because that's what Darren do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Darren do, what did he do?
Yeah. He,
what did he do?
He's kind of silent but deadly, like a fart.
I was trying to use D's.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's like the Silent Bob. He only talks when it's important.
Darren had this like look of betrayal in his eyes when I said, Darren do, what did he do?
I said, what did he do?
What?
All right. As much as I'm enjoying talking to you guys, it is legitimately 110 degrees in here, and we have all of our windows closed, so you don't hear the awful six-lane street out in front
it's
of our
house.
It's a
bum's nutsack in this place.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's fucking hot.
It's
so I'm gonna bring it to a close. If you want to, you know, email us so we can read the emails on the show. We didn't get any emails this week. Thanks, guys. We're geeklordradio@gmail.com.
Yep, that place.
Yep, you can find us on all those social medias, facebook.com/geeklordradio, Twitter and Instagram, @geeklordradio. River, do things with it. Tell your friends about the show. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, the former Zoom Marketplace, and geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed.
Yeah, this is an audio podcast, by the way. So if you liked what you heard, go to geeklordradio.com or iTunes or whatever, or Zune Marketplace.
Yeah, if you can find it.
And go listen to our old, go listen to our old episodes.
North Dakota.
Yeah. What? If you live in North Dakota, you can still use the Zune Marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because
they're
now
20 years behind.
Come back, Fat Piggy, by the way. That was fun and enjoyable. Yeah. Come back.
We are live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
8 p.m. Pacific Standard.
We usually run about an hour. Some shows we've been known to run longer, but not recently because of the heat.
Thanks for coming as well, by the way, Nolan.
Thanks to all the guys who followed us and liked us and the new viewers.
Yep. We're not asking you for money. We're just giving you free entertainment. Somewhere down the road, we might ask you for money. But for now, free entertainment.
If you want to give us money, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. You would hear that if you listen to the audio recording.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
That
is, check
will
him out.
Eventually go up. That seems to be about it for all of us. From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is
Mike,
Darren,
Montekia,
and Dan. Wish you a fantastic week, and don't forget to keep it geek.
Montekia.